And we have two bills on consent, AB 1799 by Assemblymember Levine and AB 2229 by Assemblymember Wood. So we're going to start with who's here? Are we doing file order or no?
Yes, sign in. And Assemblymember Levine is here.
Assemblymember Levine is signed in first. So, Assemblymember, welcome to the Senate Committee on Insurance. And we don't currently have a quorum, but I'm sure your riveting testimony will bring the members here quickly. But I would note that your bill does enjoy support from both sides of the aisle. So welcome, and the floor is yours.
I'll be brief for obvious reasons.
And this will be as amended.
I accept amendments and appreciate addressing the underinsured issue and that stakeholders have worked with us to make sure that we can get biannual assessments for policyholders. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Assemblymember. Do you have witnesses in favor?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members. Robert Harrell, Deputy Commissioner for Legislative Affairs for the Department of Insurance. We're the sponsor of this measure. Underinsurance has been a big problem. We appreciate the work of the committee and the consultants. I would just note that we do worry just a tiny bit about some of the exemptions in the bill. Ideally, what you want to have is a consumer getting every sort of 3 or 4 years a full-blown new replacement cost estimate, because what we have seen is even just with the inflation adjuster, it creates a gap over time. And then that's before you even fully factor in demand surge, along the likes of which we've seen in a massive way coming out of last year's fires. But we were pleased to work with the stakeholders and the assembly member on this bill and urge your aye vote. Thank you.
Okay, any other witnesses in favor? All right, are there any witnesses in opposition? All right, seeing none, we'll bring the matter back to the committee. Assemblymember, I want to just express my appreciation for all your good work in this area. Certainly, your engagement on behalf of your constituents should be duly noted. I'm sure they appreciate it, and you've identified an issue that we've talked about a lot, which is this area of underinsurance and what we can do about it. And I certainly appreciate your initiative here as contained in your bill. Any other comments or questions? Yes, Vice Chair Gaines.
A question of clarification in terms of the replacement cost valuation. Would that be provided by the insurance company, or is that an exercise that the agent would go through?
It's actually, Senator, it's a great question, because our sense has always been that this is something that is the obligation and duty of the insurance company. Of course, it's not to say that the homeowner is without responsibility. To the contrary. If the sergeant would be kind enough to pass something out, it deals with this very issue. I'll get a few distributed. We believe that what's happening right now, the document that you're about to get is a document that came from a constituent who didn't live in the fire zone, who, because of the coverage of the fires, said, I maybe want to reach out and see if I'm okay and what the deal is. And received this document about estimated replacement cost. And what we would just note, and this is from State Farm, we would just note that this document really acts in a lot of ways like State Farm has almost no responsibility here. Now, there's some of the standard kind of, you know, be careful about this, and did you make changes to your home and whatnot? But it really sort of, it almost all but tells you, go talk to developers and builders and people like that. It's something which we think, as a practical matter, Senator, is really unrealistic for the way that people think about, there's a number. Maybe it gets adjusted a little bit every year. It seems like a reasonable number. I'm not, as a homeowner, in a position to question the validity of such a number. And so so that's one of the issues that we've been trying to deal with, Senator, in this bill as much as possible, is we do think that every few years, you ought to get a fresh one. We think that's a good common sense thing to do, period. And it's not overly burdensome on the insurance companies.
Yeah, so I think to the senator's point, it's the insurance company, not the agent.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. And that helps from an E&O perspective. If there's clarity that the insurance company is agreeing to the value of that dwelling, and it's they're using their calculations and their methods for making that determination. So I'm just trying to.
Yeah. I think also what's important is it is not required that full replacement cost is purchased, right, but that it is provided.
Right. Good. That's great. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions for our author? Okay. Well, very good. Would you like to close?
Respectfully ask for an aye vote. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for presenting the bill. And I think we look forward to considering it when we establish a quorum. So thank you very much. Now, you have a second bill.
I do.
Before us, AB 1800.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
And this bill also, I believe, enjoys support from both sides of the aisle. So we welcome you to present the bill.
This bill helps those who are survivors of a natural disaster to rebuild or relocate wherever they'd like to. Respectfully ask for an aye vote when you have quorum.
Are there witnesses in favor?
Robert Hurrell, the Department of Insurance, urge your aye vote.
All right. Anybody here would like to testify in favor of this legislation?
Lee Shaw, on behalf of the Board of Supervisors for the counties of Sonoma, Napa, and Mendocino. And I'd also would ask the chair to allow me to quickly voice support for the other bill that was just heard, 1797, on behalf of those counties as well.
Great. Let the record reflect that. Thank you, Sylvia. Is there anyone else who'd like to testify in favor of this bill?
Anna Buck, on behalf of the California Association of Realtors, also in support of 1797.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you for your testimony. Anyone else here in support of this legislation? All right. Anybody who would like to testify in opposition to this legislation, please come forward. All right. Seeing none, we'll bring the matter back to the committee. Are there questions from members of the committee? As my vice chair has just said, it is a very good bill, and we appreciate you bringing it forward to us.
Thank you. Thank you for your consideration when you have quorum. Also, just want to say thank you not only to the stakeholders, but Insurance Commissioner Jones, who we worked with on this bill.
Good. So we'll take that as your close.
Can you clarify that both bills as amended?
Yeah. Hey, Assemblymember, just before you left, I know that on the first bill you indicated you were taking the amendments. And on this 1800, are you in concurrence with the amendments? So let the record reflect that the author has indicated yes. Thank you. I got it here. I just repeated it. So that's good. Okay. Thank you very much. So we'll hold those two until we have a quorum. All right. We're looking for assembly members Aguiar Curry and Mr. Kalra.
She is on her way.
So we're going to just give that another minute. We hope that you'll be here soon.
She has signed in, so she is.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Again, Mr. Kalra has arrived, and we'd like to welcome him to come up and present AB 2180. Welcome. I would note as you begin that this bill enjoys support from both sides of the aisle.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair and Senators, for allowing me to present Assembly Bill 2180. I'll keep it brief. It's a product of stakeholder discussions with California Department of Insurance, insurance industry, and consumer groups, which makes a number of clarifying but important changes relating to long-term care insurance policies and accelerated death benefits under life insurance policies. With these changes are intended to help insurers write more compliant forms, which will in turn help insurers bring new insurance products to market faster and at a lower cost. Particularly for long-term care insurance, it is the hope that these changes will allow even more product options to come to the market. There is no opposition to AB 2180, and the bill has previously enjoyed unanimous support. With me to provide testimony is Mr. Harrell on behalf of the California Department of Insurance.
Welcome.
Good afternoon again, Mr. Chairman. It's a technical cleanup follow-up bill to some efforts that occurred last year. Appreciate the work of the committees in both houses on this measure. We urge your aye vote.
Very good. Any other witnesses in favor, please come up. Identify yourself.
Mr. Chair, members, John Chirikin on behalf of the Association of California Life and Health Insurance Companies, we're in support.
Thank you very much. Any other witnesses in favor? All right, are there any witnesses in opposition? You can come forward. Seeing no witnesses in opposition, we're going to invite the measure back to our committee to see if there's comments from colleagues here. Any comments? Okay, we do not have a quorum yet, but we will in a moment.
Just one more.
So I'd like to invite Mr. Kalra to close, if you will.
Sure. Respectfully ask for an aye vote. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you for presenting this bill. Appreciate your work in this area. Okay. All right, we're waiting for one more member to get a quorum, even though people sometimes suggest that Senator Weso may count for two.
No.
Sometimes three. That we're going to, if you could hold on, we'll get one more member here. And we have one last presentation to be made today by Ms. Aguilar Curry, and we await her arrival. blessed of Ms. Aguiar Curry. Thank you very much for coming, and we welcome you to present AB 1772. Before you begin, I would note that this bill enjoys support from both sides.
Well, that will make it nice and easy here. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members. I want to begin by accepting the committee amendment outlined in the analysis. The North Bay fires of 2017 were extremely devastating. In the wake of these fires, we learned a lot about what we could be doing better to help victims rebuild their homes and their lives. AB 1772 is narrowly crafted to ensure fire victims have an extra year to rebuild and still receive full replacement cost coverage from their insurer. Large rebuild efforts put a strain on local permitting resources and contractors. These issues inevitably lead to delays that can take years. By extending the time a fire victim has to recoup their losses after a devastating fire, this bill would prevent stressful battles with insurance companies and bring families greater peace of mind. With that, I respectfully ask for your aye vote, and with me to testify today is Robert Harrell from the Department of Insurance.
We welcome you and look forward to your testimony.
Again, thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Robert Harrell with the Department of Insurance. Assemblymember briefly talked about what we've been experiencing in California the past year. It is, especially when you have tragedies of the magnitude of what we saw, it's taking longer to rebuild. The 2015 Valley and Butte fires, which were significant enough in their own right, it has taken longer to rebuild. And so this is just reflecting the change in those timeframes. One technical matter, if I might, Mr. Chairman, in one of the suggested amendments, 6A on page 3 of the analysis, it says delete used and replace with issued or renewed. Forms are actually not renewed, but that's just a technical clarification that we can work out with staff on the back end. Thank you.
Any other witnesses in favor?
Mr. Chairman, Dave Jones, on behalf of the City of Santa Rosa, I'd like to thank you.
Get the microphone on there, please. Okay, go ahead, sir.
All right, David Jones, on behalf of the City of Santa Rosa, I'd like to thank the author for the efforts. Very helpful to the survivors, and we ask for an aye vote.
Thank you so much. Other witnesses in favor?
Mr. Chair and Member Sylvia Solis Shaw, on behalf of the Board of Supervisors for the counties of Napa, Sonoma, and Mendocino. As was previously mentioned, these large rebuild efforts place a significant strain on contractors and resources available, so our homeowners and residents would greatly appreciate this additional time.
Thank you so much. Other witnesses in favor?
Mr. Chairman, members, Mike Carpenter on behalf of Medtronic and the 51 of their employees who lost their homes in support of the bill.
Thank you very much. Any other witnesses in favor? All right, are there witnesses in opposition? Please come forward. Seeing no witnesses in opposition, we're going to bring the matter back to the committee. Are there comments or questions from committee members? Vice Chair Gaines.
Yeah, I just want to thank Assemblymember Aguiar Curry for this legislation. Because this catastrophe has been like nothing we've seen before. And I have some family that has a home that burned down there, and they've shared their experience and how difficult it is to determine even what was in the house because it burned to the ground. And then trying to come up with that inventory has been difficult. And certainly the time frame with all the impact on local government and the permitting process, getting plans and everything in order, it's really a good piece of legislation. So I want to thank you for bringing it forward and providing the extra time for homeowners so that they can get their lives pulled together.
Thank you.
Yeah. Very good. Any other comments or questions from members? I share the Vice Chair's view of it's a very good bill, and we appreciate your leadership on it. So thank you very much. Would you like to close?
Again, thank you very much, and I must admit, there's nothing worse than watching these families not be able to rebuild in a timely manner, and to give them this time is very helpful. Many of them are facing PTSD after this catastrophic event, so I appreciate the extension. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Aguilar Curry, and I'm pleased to say that we have a quorum now, so before taking up your bill, let's call the roll, if we may.
Glazer?
Here.
Glazer here. Gaines?
Here.
Gaines present. Berry Hill. Gilgiani.
Here.
Gilgiani here. Hernandez.
Here.
Hernandez here. Waiso. Laura. Waiso here. Laura. Mitchell. Morlock.
Present.
Morlock here. Morrell. Newman. Portantino. Roth.
Here.
Roth is here.
Great. So we have a quorum, and we can formalize the work of our committee. The bill before us is AB 1772. The authors accepted amendments. Is there a motion?
Move the bill.
Senator Roth has moved the bill. And if with that, we'd ask the secretary to call the roll.
Chair Glaser?
Aye.
Glaser, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Berry Hill? Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Weasel? Weasel not voting. Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Mitchell? Morlock?
Aye.
Morlock, aye. Morrell? Newman? Portantino? Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye.
All right, that bill enjoys 7 votes, and we're going to place it on call. Thank you very much for coming. All right, members, we've heard the remaining bills in our calendar. I'd like to, for those who are here or those who are not, who are enthused about these bills, to offer up motions. The next one I'd like to entertain is AB 1797 by Assemblymember Levine.
Move the bill.
Senator Roth has moved the bill. With that, we'd ask for a roll to be taken.
Ball item number 2, AB 1797. The motion is due pass as amended to the floor. Chair Glaser?
Aye.
Glaser, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Berry Hill? Galgiani? Galgiani, aye. Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Weso?
Aye.
Weso, aye. Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Mitchell? Morlock? Morlock, aye. Morrell, Newman, Portantino, Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye.
All right, that bill enjoys majority support of the committee, but we'll hold the roll open. With that, members, we had 2 bills on consent. Item number 3 and 6, AB 1799 and AB 2229. Is there a motion on the consent calendar? Moved by Vice Chair Gaines. If we could call the roll.
Item 3 and file item 6. AB 1799 and AB 2229 is due pass to the floor. Chair Glaser?
Aye.
Glaser, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Berry Hill? Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Weasel?
Aye.
Weasel, aye. Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Mitchell? Morlock?
Aye.
Morlock, aye. Morrell? Newman, Portantino,
aye.
Portantino, aye. Roth,
aye.
Roth, aye.
All right, that bill does enjoy majority support, but we'll keep the roll open for absent members. Next, we have AB 18. This is a bill submitted with amendments. And is there a member who'd like to move that bill? Moved by Senator Lara. And with that, if the secretary would call the roll.
File item 4, AB 1800. The motion is due pass as amended to the floor. Chair Glaser?
Aye.
Glaser, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Berry Hill? Galgiani? Galgiani, aye. Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Weasel?
Aye.
Weasel, aye. Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Mitchell? Morlock?
Aye.
Morlock, aye. Morrell? Newman? Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye.
All right. That bill also enjoys majority support, but we'll keep the roll open. Let's move to our final bill on the docket, AB 2180 by Mr. Kalra. Is there a motion on that measure?
So
moved by Senator Lara. And if the secretary could call the roll on that measure. Was there amendments on that?
No.
No, no amendments. Okay, as presented. Very good.
File item 5, AB 2180. The motion is due pass to the floor. Chair Glaser?
Aye.
Glaser, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Berry Hill? Galgiani? Galgiani, aye. Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Weso?
Aye.
Weso, aye. Lara? Lara, aye. Mitchell? Morlock?
Aye.
Morlock, aye. Morrell?
Aye.
Morrell, aye. Newman? Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye.
Good. That bill also enjoys majority support, but we have a couple absent members, so we're going to keep the roll open. So for members who are here, we've completed our agenda. If you have, thank you very much. For those who haven't, we're going to go through the roll once again. Let the noise die down. We're going to start off with Assembly Bill 1772. If the secretary could call the roll again.
Yes. File items 1, AB 1772. The motion is due pass as amended to the floor. The chair voted aye. Weso, Mitchell, Morrell,
aye.
Morrell, aye. Newman, Portantino.
Aye.
Portantino, aye. It's nine.
All right, we'll put that, there's nine votes for that measure. We'll put it on call once again. And we'll move to AB 1797.
File item number two, AB 1797. The motion is due pass as amended to the floor. The chair voted aye, calling absent members Barry Hill, Mitchell, Morrell.
Aye.
Morrell, aye. Newman, Portantino.
Aye.
Portantino, aye.
All right, so we're going to keep the roll open on that and move to the consent calendar, AB 1799 and AB 2229.
The items are file item number three, AB 1799, and file item six, AB 2229. And the motion is due pass to the floor. Chair voted aye, calling absent members Barry Hill, Mitchell, Morrell.
Aye.
Morrell, aye. Newman. That's it. Okay.
All right. So let's go next to AB 1800 by Mr. Levine.
File item number four, AB 1800. The motion is due pass as amended to the floor. The chair voted aye, calling absent members Barry Hill, Mitchell, Morrell.
Aye.
Morrell, aye. Newman. That's it.
All right, and we finally AB 2180 by Mr. Kalra. If we could call the roll again.
Okay. File item number five, AB 2180. The motion is due pass to the floor. The chair voted aye and calling absent members Barry Hill, Mitchell, Newman.
Yeah. All right, so we do have a member who I believe is in the building. We're going to keep the roll open and see if we can. Get her attendance here. Thank you all.
One, a motion is due pass as amended to the floor. Weso?
Aye.
Weso, aye.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Ben.
Oh, Ben? Mitchell, right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay.
Thank you for all the roll open.
All right, we're going to welcome everybody back again, and we're going to do the roll call one more time. And we're going to start with AB 1772 by Aguiar Curry, and it is a bill as submitted as amended. It currently has a 10-0 vote.
Yes. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye.
All right, that's 11-0. We're going to send that bill on its way. Thank you on that one. AB 1797 by Mr. Levine, it currently sits at a 10-0 vote. And I think that did come with amendments, right? It did. So, yes. Secretary, call the roll.
Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye.
All right, that's an 11-0. That bill is out.
You want to give me the vote, sir.
Okay. We have the consent calendar, AB 1799 and AB 2229. The Secretary would call the roll.
Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye.
All right, that bill is out, 11-0. AB 1800 by Mr. Levine. If you can call the roll, that would be appreciated.
Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. That's 11-0.
All right, that's 11-0. That bill is out. And finally, AB 2180 by Mr. Kalra. You could call the roll on that.
Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye.
All right, that bill is out 11-0. Thank you all for attending our wonderful meeting today. Wish you a wonderful rest of your day.